Start with lifestyle. Use prescription options only on-label and with clinician oversight. Verify your plan's coverage before starting any medicine. Safety comes first. At a glance, lifestyle programs 5 to 10 cents expected loss at 6 to 12 months. Safe pace 1-2 protoka. Most adults activity target 150 to 300 min plus 2 strength days week. GLP-1 outcomes 50-20-20, 68 to 72 weeks. Study label. Most people do best starting with balanced eating, regular activity, good sleep, and stress skills. These are the foundation for safe, sustainable change. In structured programs, many adults lose about 5 to 10% at 6 to 12 months. Weight management basics. USPSTF evidence. Some people may benefit from prescription GLP-1 based medicines, such as semaglutide or tirzepatide. Use only when you meet FDA label criteria and with clinician guidance. Prescription medications overview. Medicare Part D generally excludes drugs used for weight loss. Some GLP-1s may be covered only when prescribed for an on-label, non-weight loss indication. Always check your plan. Part D exclusions, be cautious about counterfeit or unapproved compounded products. Use state-licensed pharmacies and follow FDA safety alerts. FDA drug safety alerts. Some people may benefit from prescription GLP-1-based medicines, such as semaglutide or tirzepatide. Use only when you meet FDA label criteria and with clinician guidance. Prescription medications overview. Medicare Part D generally excludes drugs used for weight loss. Some GLP-1s may be covered only when prescribed for an on-label, non-weight loss indication. Always check your plan. Part D exclusions, be cautious about counterfeit or unapproved compounded products. Use state-licensed pharmacies and follow FDA safety alerts. FDA drug safety alerts, medical information disclaimer. This information is for general education and does not replace individualized medical advice. Decisions about diagnosis, treatment, and medication should be made with your licensed clinician. If you have urgent symptoms, call 911 or seek emergency care. Last updated 2025 U928. Key terms. These short definitions help you read labels and talk with your clinician. GLP-1, a hormone that affects appetite and blood sugar. Some medicines mimic it to help with weight management. Glucose regulating hormones, BM body mass index, a height weight screening tool, not a direct measure of body fat. Adult BMI basics, boxed warning, the FDA's strongest safety warning on a prescription drug label. Understanding drug labels, medullary thyroid carcinoma MTC and MEN2, thyroid conditions named in GLP-1 drug labels as reasons you should not use these medicines. Contraindicated in MTC or MEN2, pancreatitis, inflammation of the pancreas, a serious warning listed on GLP-1 drug labels. See label warnings and precautions. Label warnings and precautions, maintenance dose. The target ongoing dose after gradual increases titration to improve tolerance. Start here. Lifestyle first for safe weight loss. Build your plan around these pillars. They boost health and support steady weight loss. Weight loss is safest and more sustainable when it's steady and modest. Many adults aim for about 1 to 2 pounds per week, depending on their starting point and plan. Safe weight loss pace. Physical activity supports health and weight goals. Adults should get at least 150 to 300 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity weekly, plus muscle strengthening 2 or more days. Physical activity guidelines. Choose an eating pattern you can keep. Use the current dietary guidelines and simple tools like MyPlate. Dietary guidelines, MyPlate meal planning. Structured behavioral support helps. Intensive, multi-component programs, goal setting, nutrition, activity, self-monitoring, problem solving, improve outcomes. USPSTF interventions, sleep and stress matter. Short sleep and high stress can affect appetite and weight regulating systems. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep most nights. Healthy sleep basics, what to do, set a short, clear plan and track a few basics. Adjust with your clinician as needed. Check your starting point. Height, weight, BMI, waist size, and any weight-related health conditions. BMI overview, sketch a 2-week plan, meals MyPlate proportions, plan groceries, limit ultra-processed foods. MyPlate activity schedule, 30 minutes, 5 days week, plus strength days activity targets sleep. Set a consistent 7-9 hour window, sleep goal. Tip, put the plan on your calendar and set reminders. Track simply, weight, waist, activity minutes, meals, sleep, and mood energy. Prepare for a clinician visit. Bring your medication list, weight history, prior programs, goals, and questions. See Clinician Q List. Use AI meal activity tools as helpers only. Cross-check with official guidelines and your clinician. Comparison. Lifestyle versus GLP-1s. Both approaches can help. This table highlights typical results, risks, and monitoring needs. Lifestyle versus GLP-1s approach. Typical expected weight loss time frame. Common risks, monitoring needs, key source, lifestyle program, nutritionist activities, behavior. About 5 to 10% at 6 to 12 months, varies by program. Months, low medical risk, risk of over-restriction or injury if unsupervised. Weight, waist, adherence, mood, sleep. USPSTF recommendation. Semaglutide, about 15% at 68 weeks in adults. Label clinical studies. Gradual over weeks to pace 1 year. Ongoing for maintenance GI effects. Risk of pancreatitis and gallbladder disease. Boxed warning for thyroid C-cell tumors. Weight GI tolerance, signs of pancreatitis, gallbladder disease, labs as indicated. Wegovy label, tirzepatide, Zepbound. About 15 to 21% at 72 weeks in adults, dose dependent. Gradual over weeks to 1 year. Ongoing for maintenance GI effects. Risk of pancreatitis and gallbladder disease. Boxed warning for thyroid C-cell tumors. Weight, GI tolerance, signs of pancreatitis, gallbladder disease, labs as indicated, Surmount 1 results. When medicines are appropriate, GLP-1s and more. These options are for specific patients who meet FDA label criteria. Confirm details with your clinician. Who may qualify? Examples, confirm with your clinician and label. Semaglutide, Wegovy, FDA approved for chronic weight management in adults with obesity, BMI or 30 or overweight, BMI 27, with at least one weight-related condition. Also for adolescents 12 plus with obesity, and to reduce risk of major cardiovascular events in adults with established cardiovascular disease and either obesity or overweight. Wegovy label tirzepatide, FDA approved for chronic weight management in adults with obesity or overweight with at least one weight-related condition. The label also includes use for obstructive sleep apnea, OSA, in adults with obesity. Review the latest label. Zepbound label, how they are started. Both medicines are injected weekly and typically use step-by-step dose increases to improve GI tolerability. Follow the exact titration schedule in the medication guide and prescribing information. Medication guides. Common side effects. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain. Serious risks can include pancreatitis, gallbladder problems, kidney injury, and in people with diabetes, changes in diabetic retinopathy. Review the label warnings and precautions. Label warnings and precautions, safety first. Who should not use GLP-1s and how to monitor. Review contraindications and set a monitoring plan before starting. Boxed warning. Risk of thyroid C-cell tumors seen in rodents. Do not use if you have a personal family history of medullary thyroid carcinoma, MTC, or multiple endocrine neoplasia syndrome type 2, N2. Boxed warning details pregnancy. Not recommended during pregnancy. Stop the medicine if pregnancy is recognized and contact your clinician. Pregnancy warning, pancreatitis, gallbladder, kidney risks. Review label warnings. Seek urgent care for severe, persistent abdominal pain, possible pancreatitis. Eye changes in diabetes. GLP-1 use in people with diabetes has been associated with changes in diabetic retinopathy. Discuss eye monitoring with your clinician. Ozempic label safety, check availability. If your pharmacy cannot fill, ask them to verify current supply and guidance. See FDA's shortage page for updates. FDA drug shortages. Complete a contraindication checklist with your clinician. MTC2, pregnancy, prior pancreatitis, severe GI disease, hypersensitivity. Set regular follow-up visits. Your clinician may monitor weight, side effects, and labs, e.g. kidney function, A1C, or lipids when indicated, based on your risk profile. Avoid counterfeit or unsafe compounded products. Stick to approved products and licensed pharmacies. Report problems right away. The FDA warns about risks from compounded GLP-1 products, for example, use of salt forms not the same as the FDA-approved active ingredient. Compounded drugs should only be used when legal compounding conditions are met and there is a specific clinical need. FDA compounding guidance, counterfeit products have been reported. Use only state-licensed U.S. pharmacies and verify packaging and lot information. FDA safety alerts report side effects, product quality problems, or suspected counterfeit to FDA MedWatch. Report to MedWatch GLP-1 coverage in 2025. Medicare, Medicaid, private plans, and prior authorization. Coverage rules change and often require documentation. Confirm criteria before starting. Coverage overview, Medicare, Medicaid, and private plans, payer core rule, what to confirm, key sources, Medicare Part D, generally excludes drugs used for weight loss, may cover an FDA-approved GLP-1 only when prescribed for a labeled indication that is not for weight loss. Plan formulary and prior authorization requirements. Part D drug coverage. Exclusions policy med varies by state. States set clinical criteria and often require prior authorization. State PDL, BMI thresholds, comorbidities, prior authorization, Medicaid prescription drugs. NYRX coverage notice, private insurance, often requires prior authorization, BMI documentation, weight-related conditions, lifestyle program participation, medical necessity, costs, patient talk track for calling your plan. My clinician is prescribing drug name for diagnosis indication. Is it covered? What prior authorization criteria apply? What documentation do you need? BMI, comorbidities, prior program details, recent labs. Are there step therapy requirements, quantity limits, or preferred products I must try first? What will my out-of-pocket cost be? Copay, coinsurance, deductible. If not covered, is there an exception or appeal process? Alternatives. If GLP-1s aren't right for you, there are other evidence-based options. Review risks, benefits, and fit with your clinician. Other FDA-approved options, examples, orlistat, naltrexone, bupropion ER, phentermine, topiramate ER, and liraglutide. Each has specific indications, risks, and monitoring. Discuss with your clinician. Medication options overview for certain rare genetic forms of obesity. Setmelanotide, IMCIV may be indicated. Genetic confirmation is required. IMCIV relabel intensive behavioral programs and, when appropriate, bariatric surgery are evidence-based options for some patients. Bariatric surgery basics during supply disruptions. Avoid unverified sellers. Coordinate with your pharmacist and clinician about safe timing, bridging, or alternatives. Use AI tools wisely. AI meal activity planners can generate ideas and schedules, but they do not replace clinical advice or FDA label instructions. Cross-check any AI plan against trusted national guidelines and share with your clinician. Avoid entering sensitive health details into tools without clear, strong privacy policies. Am I a candidate? Quick flow. Use this quick screen, then confirm details with your clinician and the drug label. 1. Age 12 or older, if no, not a candidate per current labels, except specific pediatric indications, e.g. Wegovy 12+. 2. Pregnant or planning pregnancy. If yes, do not use, talk with your clinician. 3. Personal or family history of MTC or men too. If yes, do not use, boxed warning. 4. BMI 30 or BMI 27 with a weight-related condition. If no, focus on lifestyle supports. Ask about other options. History of pancreatitis, severe GI disease, or other label cautions. If yes, review risks and monitoring with your clinician. If no, discuss dosing, monitoring, and coverage steps. Clinician cue list. Do I meet FDA label criteria for a weight management medicine? Which one fits my health profile? What benefits should I expect at 3, 6, and 12 months? How will we track progress? What are the main risks for me? Pancreatitis, gallbladder, kidney, eyes. What symptoms require urgent care? What titration schedule should I follow? What if I miss a dose? How often should I follow up? And what labs or eye checks do I need? What documentation do you need for prior authorization? BMI, comorbidities, lifestyle attempts, labs. FAQs. How long do people typically stay on GLP-1s? These medicines are for chronic weight management. Duration depends on benefits and risks for you. Discuss long-term plans with your clinician. What happens if I stop? Many people regain weight after stopping medicines. Plan lifestyle supports and follow up with your clinician. Weight regained after stopping. Can I drink alcohol while using these medicines? Alcohol can worsen GI side effects and may affect blood sugar in people with diabetes. Ask your clinician and review the medication guide. Medication guides. Are weight loss GLP-1s the same as the diabetes versions? Some medicines share the same active ingredient but have different brand names, doses, and indications. Do not interchange without clinician guidance.